Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we are. Thank you, man. Away we go. Away we are. Maybe that too. Away we go here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, October. No, we're not in October. I have screwed up this intro as bad as you could screw up any intro, and I'll tell you why. Here's what happened during the break. Okay, I have a computer over here that tells me the time and the date and everything, and for some reason, the screen has went dark. So this is, I know it's Friday, September 25th, but I was looking over there, and all I could see was the word October. So it is Friday, September 25th, Getaway Friday, and it is 18 minutes past the hour, 19 minutes past the hour now here on WWGH Radio, and we're having a big debate this morning on, see, there are all kinds of debates going on across the world right now, political, about the pandemic, when should schools go back, people are talking about all of that, but the real debate that we want to get into here today is when should you put out your Halloween decorations? Now, we did get word earlier on this morning that Stewart's Root Beer will close up for the season on Saturday, October the 3rd. So get your root beer, or as they say in Kentucky, root beer, before Saturday, October the 3rd, coming up 1 week from tomorrow. I know I will be there because I am a devoted friend. Let's put it that way. Now, I don't know if everybody's a devoted friend, but I'm a devoted friend. So, when should you put up the Halloween decorations? Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I am getting a Facebook message here that a month before is when you should put them up. Now, see, I agree with that, but here's what's wrong with that. I say a month before is right. I think you should put up your decorations on October the 1st. That would be a month before, and take them down November the 1st, the day after Halloween. But this person who is saying this has already put the decorations up way in advance of a month before, so they seem to be contradicting their own advice. What's your advice, and how long does it take a pumpkin to go rotten? Is there anybody out there listening who knows anything about agriculture or anything of that nature? How long does it take for a pumpkin to go rotten? Because I had that happen once, and when that pumpkin got knocked on the floor and burst open, that was one of the nastiest smelling. It was awful. It was terrible. So when should we start putting up the Halloween stuff? 740-383-9944. And do you think people are going to decorate as much this year with this pandemic on? I don't know what will happen with that. Maybe people will decorate more than they normally do because they need to get in the mood. They need to feel something different. Maybe people will decorate less. You know what I was wondering? Halloween is going to be on a Saturday, October 31st. And, you know, a lot of people, adults, have Halloween parties. And for that matter, some kids have Halloween parties too. But I don't know if that'll happen this year because of the pandemic. But I get the feeling it probably will. Because people tend not to care, and those tend to be more youngish parties. But they're going to happen in people's homes because I don't know if people will be allowed to do them in public. Because I don't think you could go to a restaurant and do it. I don't think you could go to a bar and do it because they're under restrictions. So I'm not sure if you could rent a hall now. I don't know if you can or not. You know, I know there was a lot of talk about this when people were getting married earlier this year. Can you rent a hall for the reception? Are people having receptions? And a lot of people weren't. So I don't know what you would do for a Halloween party. It's going to be interesting to find out because Halloween is on a Saturday, and that's a night where a lot of people don't have to get up the next morning. including kids. There'll be no school on that Monday. And the whole school thing is out of whack at this point. From my understanding, River Valley has voted to go back to a four-day school week, I think starting the first full week in October, which is, a week and a half from now, and take off Fridays for remote learning. I don't know how that will go. Will other schools follow suit? We really don't know at this particular point. But what do you think? Is it a good idea to go back 4 days a week? Is it a good idea to get your Halloween decorations up already? What do you make of anything we're talking about this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or is there anything else on your mind at this particular point? I think we're all curious. Now, a lot of people I'm reading here on the internet do feel that they want to go back to school full time. I don't know. You know, so far so good is my understanding. I haven't heard of any outbreaks in any schools. I haven't heard of any kids testing positive in this area for COVID or having any big issues with it. So maybe it is okay at this point. I don't know. It's kind of everything's an experiment right now. It's strange. That's all I know. But what do you think? Do you think the kids going back, because I keep hearing this argument that it's hurting their mental health. Now, I don't know about that, because I'm still not sure what that means, that it's hurting their mental health. I don't want any kids' mental health to be hurt, but do you think it's hurting kids mentally not to be in school? Because don't kids always look for days off of school, and don't kids always look forward to summer and Christmas break and all those sort of things? Are they really hurt by not having to go to school? Because we do have online learning. Now, is that effective? I'm kind of curious about that. What studies are going to be done to see if online learning was actually effective? I don't know if it is or not. Oh, wait a second. This person did not say full-time. This person said no full-time. Now I'm getting feedback on this. No full-time, and things should stay the way they are. Which I think right now, the way they are is one group goes Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday's a cleaning day, and then back on Thursday and Friday. And some schools have different concoctions of that. Some go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. One group goes Monday, Tuesday, one group goes Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday's a cleaning day. Is that the best way at this particular point in remote learning? Because whatever we do now is probably going to be that way for the rest of the year. Because chances are there's not going to be a vaccine that's going to be readily available to everybody until sometime late next year. The vaccine might be discovered sometime early next year, but it's not going to be readily available to everybody until late next year. And are people getting the flu shot? You know, I have seen a lot of people getting the flu shot. And a matter of fact, I heard some reports that businesses were running out of flu shots when they first came in. Now, I don't know if they've gotten more and everything's hunky-dory now, but the first few days that the flu shots came in, which I think were last week, I was hearing reports from some businesses that they were running out early in the day of the flu shot. So have the flu shots become more popular this year? Certainly, I think we would have to tie that to the pandemic would be why people are doing that. Has anybody found that with their flu shot? Has anybody went out and got the flu shot yet? And what are the people telling you when you get the flu shot? Are they saying anything? These people who are giving you the shot? It'd be interesting to know. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Having an opinion here given to me on online schooling, online is not effective. I don't think it's effective, but I think things should remain through the first grading period at least. And then maybe throw them back in. Well, maybe. I don't know what this online learning will bring, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know. I would think that the online learning is probably not greatly effective. Well, see, this has always been my argument against online colleges. And if you went to an online college, maybe you did well. But my problem with online college has always been, if you never go to class and everything's done by internet, is that really effective? Are you really learning things? Are you really retaining things? I think that's a whole different thing. You know, it used to be that people looked down on those degrees a little bit. I don't know if they do anymore. I think people just say, oh, okay, he got a degree from that college and it was online. That's okay. See, to me, when somebody made the choice to go back to college after years of being off school, it used to be a production and you had to make sacrifices. Maybe you had to find a babysitter. You had to go at night. You had to drive to the school, and sometimes in bad weather, certainly here in the Midwest. Well, if everything's online, you really don't have to do that. But I don't know how effective it is. Do you think online college is effective? If it's not effective for the kids, why would it be effective for the adults? I've always wondered about that. I mean, certainly there are things that you can't do online. There are jobs you would not be able to get online through a college degree. Now, maybe doing your first 2 years online would be okay, because a lot of those courses are just things you need to get out of the way to have. But I think once you get in your field, you gotta meet face to face with somebody, and you gotta get out in the field, and you gotta have somebody overseeing you and telling you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. I don't think you want to learn that on the fly when you start the job. It's very different, in my opinion. And I'll tell you something interesting. The person who just gave me this opinion on online schools, I can tell you that they're a little older. Now, here's why. Because they use the term grading period. Now, I don't know if we use that term anymore. Now, when I hear kids talk about school, they say semester, or they say quarter, you know, whatever it is, however that school is set up. Now, grading period, I think, is kind of an old-fashioned term. That might just be me. But I think grading period is a little... That's kind of an old-fashioned term, but that's okay. We like old-fashioned terms. I think, Well, the opinions we're getting here are kind of interesting. My son does his work just to complete it. And I think that's what's happening. I think that's what's happening in online colleges, too. You get an assignment. You want to complete it. How much of that information do you really retain? I don't know. It's going through the motions. I think when you're going into a field where you're going to deal with people, you probably want to... retain that information, because you probably want to help people. That's my thought on the whole thing. Now, does it happen that way? I don't know. Now this is interesting. I'm getting an opinion now from somebody who went to online college. Okay, let's see here. Because online college is interesting to me. So let's see what this opinion we're getting here on online college actually is. Okay, when I did my online classes, I just did the work and really didn't learn much. Just did the work to get through it and complete the class. See, there you go. Nothing was really retained, hardly at all, very little, because there was so much busy work. And I wonder about online colleges in that vein. Makes me nervous, because I wonder, people going into these professions, are they really understanding the work? Are they really understanding what they're doing? I don't know if people take it seriously anymore. And when people are hiring, do you have to tell people that you went to an online college? Is that something people ask in a job interview? Is that something you're allowed to ask in a job interview? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to talk about here this morning. Does anybody have any information on the flu shot? I'm interested to know about that. The flu shot question is fascinating to me. Are more people getting them, or are more people not getting them? I heard there was a rush on them when it first started, but maybe that's because it had just started. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here and tell us your opinion. Also, how early should you put out those Halloween decorations? Because we're getting to that time of year, which is hard to believe. You know, here on September 25th, this is the last Friday in the month of September. Next Friday, we will be 3 days into the month of October. We are in fall now, or autumn, as we should say. You know, I said to somebody the other day, I don't remember who was here, was it Glenn, that I said, fall is a Midwest term. Now, I'm not saying they don't say fall other places, of course they do, but autumn, which makes much more sense as a word, people don't really use that word. Does anybody go out and say it's autumn? You don't hear a whole lot of that. Now, let's see. Oh, and this person is also telling me they went to school in person as well, but online is just busy work. I learn much more in class. I would think that's true. I graduated from Ohio State and Finley, but took online too, and online is just crazy busy work. And that's what I've noticed. The people who I know who are taking online classes, it seems like they're just constantly busy, you know, 7 days a week, trying to get the assignments done. That's what it seems like it's about. It's just about getting the assignment done before the deadline. That's what it feels like. And I don't know if that's the best way to do it. I understand that a lot of people feel that's their only option, because what else are you going to do? But if you can't get out of the house, if you can't get a babysitter, if you can't, you know, afford to drive to a school, go to a campus, but I don't know if you retain a whole lot of information. Everybody I've ever known who went to online college, it always seemed to me that they were just trying to get the assignments done. They never, you know what's funny? And they never really talk to you about the assignments. That's weird. When I would talk to somebody in college who was going in person, now they would tell you what they were learning. They would tell you what they were doing. They would tell you what class is like. But if you ask somebody who's on online school, 9 times out of 10, what you get is you get somebody telling you that they're trying to get their assignment done, that they're having to spend so much time on the computer getting their assignments done. That's different. And I don't know if it holds out. I wonder what the statistics are on people who go to online school specifically. Do they graduate at the same rate that people who go to in-person school go? I don't know if they do or not. I think there's got to be some kind of hybrid there, speaking on hybrid models. And I think this is going to be interesting in the elementary, middle, high schools that we're in now. How effective is that online learning? I don't know how effective it is. Looks like we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Just a quick call. Is the call quality better today, Scott?
Is the what?
Call quality better, because last time I used this number, it didn't sound...
You know, it's
better.
A little in and out. I don't know what that's about.
Okay, well, as long as you can hear most of what I'm saying, I'm not a fan of the online school, with my field being science. And I've asked the teachers that I've done tech support for or know online, how do you do a chemistry or biology lab, or use the instruments that, you know, I used in school when you're at home? I mean, I made a joke, literally, this is a true story. Last week, I went out to, well, it was like almost Pataskala area, and I helped a teacher who was doing some online schooling, and she's actually a science teacher, so right up my alley. And it was like a little, this is a true story. It's kind of funny, but I mean, ironically, it does make you pause for a bit. So I noticed there was like a creek outside our house, and I said, well, how do you do biology lab? What was her name? Ruth, I believe. And do you like go outside to the creek and get a frog and just dissect it? Because you're obviously going to be learning about members of the animal species. And, you know, we both kind of laughed about that. But the truth is, how do you do anything that's lab-based when you're at home? I mean, you can study a foreign language, study history, study the principles of science, but you need to kind of get your hands wet, so to speak. And, you know, with chemistry, goodness sakes, you don't want to set up a chemistry lab in your living room. And that's a serious issue. Plus, I mean, in my college, we had these instruments that were sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you have to kind of be on site to use them. And you don't get that experience when you're at home. And I agree, even if you're studying something which lends itself better to online learning, foreign language or history, those kind of things. It's good to be in that room with a teacher and the other students looking over you. And maybe I am old school, but I'm really not a fan. And there are limitations. But what do you mean, as a person with an educational background, Scott, what do you think about the lab issue? I mean, what do you do about the biology and the chemistry if you're taking online school? How is that problem solved?
Well, you know, I really don't know that it is because, like, for example, if you want to be a nurse, because a nurse is a very popular job now because there are a lot of...
It's a hands-on job, too. Yeah, you need to practice.
Right, and I think they do. I think there is a time when you have to get off the computer and you do have to go do some labs or something. But what I wonder is all this stuff that you did on the computer to get ready to do the labs that you eventually go out and do, did you really learn anything? Because it's just a weird thing to me when I talk to these people who are doing online school, they never tell you what they're studying, they never tell you what it's about, they don't seem to retain any of it. All they ever say is, man, I've got a lot of work I gotta get done. I've got deadlines and I'm on the computer all the time and I've got no time. It seems to be all about time, and I don't know if that's good because they never tell you what they're learning. They never tell you anything.
Yeah, I guess other issues like shop, home ec. I mean, I guess home ec, you could always borrow your mom's sewing machine or you could always clean the bathroom. That kind of helps you with around the house also. But goodness sakes, I wouldn't want my kid bringing a lathe into the garage and start taking shop and, you know, probably not being as careful with the safety glasses and other things that you learn. It's part of learning shop and home ec is safety. And that's important because it's important in many aspects of life. And you can only do so much sitting in front of the computer. And I don't know, you know, jokes aside, you know, I don't think you should go outside and get a frog and dissect it. I think you should do it in a lab where the teacher shows you and you learn about the insides of animals because that has so many good things about it. And, I mean, the student teaching, with your background, you have to be a student teacher before you're a licensed teacher, right? So how does that work if you're online?
Well, I think, again, in that particular case, when it came time to student teaching, I think you would have to go out and still do that. But what I'm worried about is a lot of people right now are going into things like criminal justice and psychology, and I'm hearing now that you can do that online. Now, and I'm thinking, how in the world could you go out there and be a psychologist or get into criminal...
This AI thing, it's overblown. With my background, yeah, I still have a lot of old school thoughts. Maybe I'm just old, but I think I'm practical. And if you're doing something where you get into the minds of people, you need to get into the minds of people. No computer will ever, I don't care what they say, no computer, no AI will ever replace a Homo sapiens. And I mean, if you can dissect a frog, yes, you'll learn about the human body because there are similarities. Similarities, just like medical students. I mean, when I took, I think, more advanced biology in high school, we dissected a fetal pig, as a pig, as you may know, is rather similar to a human. For example, the only animals that don't sweat. And so you learn a lot about a person, even if it's a fetal pig. And that, I think, has helped me in many aspects of life. And plus, it's interesting. If you don't think it's disgusting, it didn't. But, I mean, some people are a little less tolerant to that than I am. But in cases of the mind-related sciences, and nursing, you can't have a computer to pretend to be a person. You need a real person. And you need to have supervision of an experienced person in that field so you can learn. You have to get out in the real world. I've heard that about some colleges, like DeVry. I've heard that from a DeVry graduate, where they might advertise about you get prepared for a high-paying job, but actually they just teach you the theory. You don't really know the, what you do in the high-paid job until you have it, and it's sink or swim.
Well, it's interesting.
The online learning will encourage that, especially in fields, as you mentioned, like the health sciences and psychology.
Well, and it's interesting. Terry Tech joins us here in studio. Terry, what's your feeling on online colleges where, you know, but people are, it used to be, maybe it was just an associate thing, but now people are going for criminal justice, people are going for psychology. I mean, can you do that online?
I mean, I guess you can, but I don't know that I would necessarily, would you trust it necessarily? I mean,
do people ask that when they hire you?
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, do they just see that you have this degree? I mean, it could be from, I don't know, the big online university, you know, a lot of...
I don't know.
No, you see these ads, I mean, you see them on social media, you get your doctorate of nursing, your doctorate of business administration. That's not a doctorate. I mean, I know from my experience, you have a doctorate, Scott, you write a 300-page thesis, you go in front of six professors and you defend it. Anybody can ask questions, and usually you pass because you prepared so well, but no guarantee. You can't do that online, and... there are limitations. You can certainly learn some things, and I think you can supplement what you learn in the classroom by going online. And you can certainly read books. I mean, you don't need to get a physical book. But I wouldn't trust any nurse guy who said that he or she had a doctorate in nursing that was acquired online, that person to be in real life situations.
Well, it's interesting because, like I say, the ones I've seen a lot lately are psychology, criminal justice, things of that nature.
I'm seeing a lot of, like, cybersecurity, you know, I mean...
And I don't know if yeah. you... And but when I hear them, all they say to me is, I got to get this done. I've got so much work piling up.
If I see a psychologist, Scott, and I pay $200 an hour for him or her to psychologize me or psychoanalyze me, I want that person to have experience with real people, not AI. You can learn some of the theory, but... there are limitations as to what you can do.
Well, Adam,
and
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm glad you could hear me, okay, because this phone kind of aggravates me.
Well, it's a little off this morning, but I think we got the gist.
Yeah, because you have an educational background, Scott. Rumor has it you've done some teaching, so I'm sure you have your own opinion on it. You never give your opinions, but maybe on this you can, because it isn't controversial. I'm not asking you about Donald Trump or anything. I'm asking just as a professional, because I'm from the other end. It's the learner, not the teacher.
Well, in my feeling on it is, if people are going to have the gumption to go back to school, you know, if they do it online, that's okay. But my worry is, what I notice with people who go online is that they get under this mound of work, which certainly does affect your life. And what I have found is they all of a sudden start changing their majors because they start paying more attention to what will fit my life better, I want to do, what's going to fit my life better scheduling-wise.
How can I get this the quickest?
Yeah, can I get this done?
Do anything online. I mean, it's like you're being self-employed, and I'm used to it. I've been fully self-employed since 1999. Literally, that's what I've done. And I don't have the greatest self-discipline, but pretty good self-discipline. And you are telling, you know, children up to adults that this structure that you have in the classroom is no longer in existence. And you have to pace yourself, and that's a lot to ask. Some people are not good at that. You know, me, I'm very independent. You know, I can be rebellious, but I put my effort, I get obsessed with everything. I'm the exact kind of person who's good at self-pacing and being self-employed, but that's not a typical quality. And we're forcing this on too many people, and it has gotten out of hand because it is just too easy. And yeah, you see this stuff. You got about these advanced doctorate degrees. You study online. That's ridiculous. You know, that's not a real doctorate degree.
It's fascinating, and I thank you for your opinions, Adam. Thanks for calling.
No problem, Scott. Thanks for the call, and of course I'll be listening. And hi, Terry. Haven't talked to you in a bit, but I hope you're doing fantastically.
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Thank you, Adam.
See you later, guys.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. What do you think? 740-383-9944.
Hey, I think.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
There you go.
I think you're spot on. I mean, there's just some things that, would you really trust an online degree? You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know what happened, because it used to be that they even called those scam schools.
Right, right.
When I was going to
Absolutely,
college.
Absolutely, yeah.
They said, if somebody's offering you a degree strictly online, that's a scam.
Yeah.
Now...
It's the way of the world now. You know?
Yeah, but it's a funny thing. Like, you have to... The college is not even in your state.
Right.
And I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah.
You know, people, well, what college do you go to? Well,
University of Phoenix.
Yeah, something like that.
Southern New Hampshire University. You
know? Right, yeah. But is that because these schools are all online? Do they have the same credibility that because why, if you were in Ohio, why does Ohio State not offer a strict online degree? Is that the reason you have to go to these?
Yeah, I mean, is it specialized majors that you have to go to these? I mean,
I don't understand it. I really don't.
I don't get it.
And it's just because maybe I didn't do it, and I really don't know anybody who's doing it, but it always is in a different state. It's never a college in your state.
How is the accreditation? I mean, is it accredited like an Ohio State? Is it accredited like a, you know...
Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did you hear Stewart's Root Beer is closing up on October the 3rd, a week from tomorrow?
Oh, their last day, huh?
For the season.
Oh, boy.
You know what they did?
What's that?
They put up Halloween decorations.
And they're closing.
Well, I just don't understand. Because here was a question earlier on. How early is too early to put up your Halloween decorations?
Ah.
What's your feeling?
Boy. I'd say October 1st.
See, that's what I said, October the 1st.
Yeah.
But people now, one person said their neighbors have had them up since August.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's a bit early to me.
I just don't know. But I feel that I should get over to Stewart's one more. I haven't been there in a while. I need to get over there one more time because we did do the big remote when they opened.
Yeah.
And so I think we should probably do a big remote as they close.
Yeah.
So this is the upcoming
Absolutely,
week.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think we've had the invitation to come over for that.
You hope.
Well, I think we got it this morning in a roundabout way, but I didn't get a formal invitation.
Right.
Maybe
right.
I will bring Mary Ellen back.
Oh,
she was there for the...
Yeah, with her blanket wrapped around her because it was, 24 degrees?
75 below zero was the actual temperature that night. 75 below zero.
She had her parka and her,
Oh, man. It was
gloves.
It was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah.
Hopefully we wouldn't run into that problem.
One last root beer float before you...
You know, I had a lot of fun that night during that remote because we had... who was there? Sean was there. Mary Ellen was there. And who else was a part of that broadcast? Was it just the three of us?
Yep.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember who else was a part of that. I thought there were more people involved, but maybe not.
I don't know.
It was a small room. I just know I picked Mary Ellen up, and we rode over there, and it was cold outside, and it was dark, and it was, it was winter.
Yeah.
But we had a good remote, I thought. We pulled it off the best we could that night. That's what we did.
Exactly.
In the midst of a freezing night.
Right.
Again, also, what we're talking about, should kids be going back 4 days a week? I think River Valley has voted now to go back 4 days a week, starting the first full week in October, off Friday for online learning, but back in the classroom Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Any opinions on this? 740-383-9944.
How are they going to do that? Are they going to separate the class? I mean, you know what I mean? Are they going to still distance and things like
that? See, that's what I don't understand, because I thought the whole reason for the hybrid learning was so the classrooms would be smaller.
Uh-huh.
I thought that's what was behind it.
That's what I mean. If they're going back 4 days a week, how many students per?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I don't know. I would think you'd be back up to 20, 25 kids in a class, and I certainly you can't social distance there.
Are there any schools that are 5 days a week now, or is everybody strictly one day this hybrid learning?
I think all the Marion County schools right now are under hybrid learning. Now, maybe there's some specialized things like at Withrow or these smaller schools where they didn't have to worry about class size.
Okay.
But I think as far as the regular schools,
the larger schools.
I think they're all on the hybrid model until the first full week in October now, where I guess River Valley has decided to go back four days a week.
Were they the first ones to vote this? I mean, in
Marion? I think so.
Okay.
And I don't know what prompted it.
Yeah.
You know, I think River Valley is the second populated school in Marion County behind Marion City.
Oh. And they're the ones that decided to go 4 days a week, huh?
Hmm. Starting, I believe it's the first full week in October.
It's going to be interesting to see how it works. I mean, that's for sure.
It's just a fascinating thing. And again, if anybody has an opinion on any of this, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, we are going to do some Family Feud today, but we've also got some trivia. And you know, today is a celebrity birthday. Yes. Now, I'm not going to say who it is till next hour, but okay. Today is a celebrity birthday, and that's going to play into some of our trivia.
Well, that blows my mind. My answer was my birthday's Monday. I thought you maybe...
You thought it was maybe you?
I'm just kidding.
The big...
4'9".
4'9". 4'9". Getting on in years.
Yes.
You know, I have a couple people who are on this show from time to time, Abby and Michelle. They're the big 5'9".
Oh, really?
5'9". Can you believe?
Combined or?
Oh, no. It's singular. Okay. And the sad thing is, you know, Glenn Coble, God bless his heart, who's on the program twice a week here, he thinks that they're not middle-aged. Now, at 59 years of age, don't you think that's
definitely middle-aged.
More than middle-aged.
Yeah.
Who lives to be 118?
Are you on the what do they say, the downside of your, or the down?
Yeah, you're on the downside. You're on
the downhill slide.
Or? Now, it doesn't mean you can't live life to the fullest and have a great life, right. But certainly you're on the back 40.
Yeah.
You're
not
heading
you're
out.
Not trying to do things that you did maybe 30 years ago.
You know, and the sad thing is, and I feel bad about this, but when I met them, which about a year ago now, when I met Abby and Michelle, I immediately thought, I'm not going to say which one, but I immediately thought one of them was, you know, AARP 65.
Wow.
No, AARP because when you're 50 now, doesn't
right,
it?
Right.
You're 1 year away from AARP.
Yeah.
But no, I thought that one of them was 65.
Hmm.
I'm not going to say which one, but to learn that they're both 59 is not bad.
That's great, yeah.
Do you think they look 59?
They don't.
They don't? They've aged well for themselves?
Yeah, they look great for their...
You know I'm going to pay for this
later
on down the road.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
59 years of age.
You're in trouble, so.
59.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll sort that out. Those two were at the
that was the other
grand
two.
Opening.
Yes.
Or the Stewart. Yes,
that
we were
was
there
the
for
other
that.
Two. You're right, yeah.
What's the difference between an opening and a grand opening?
A grand opening means is it like almost like a ribbon cut? You know what I mean? It's like a...
Big deal.
Yeah, it's you've never. I don't know. Is it for example, like if there's never been one, a restaurant, you know, a franchise in that town, and you, that's a grand opening because it's the first one.
Now this morning, the topic I started with this morning. Get your opinion on this. Why are politics becoming so angry? I'm seeing friendships break up all over the place. Or maybe even not even friendships, acquaintances.
I you know what? I don't know. I see it all the time. I don't know. It's so weird.
But what is it? Just a presidential year and we write it off at that? I don't know. I don't remember this happening.
Right.
People have always argued about politics. You know, don't talk about politics, don't talk about
religion. Yeah.
But it seems to me, all of a sudden, that it's become a lot more pointed. And if you don't believe the way I do, then we cannot talk.
I'm seeing a lot of that, yeah. I'm seeing a lot of that.
But why?
Don't know. I don't know.
What are we driven by anymore? I mean, does it really matter who you vote for?
Yeah.
Why would it matter to me who you vote for?
Right, it shouldn't, but unfortunately.
I mean, I don't know that we have to convert the world.
Right.
People go vote for who you want to,
yeah.
And when it's over, be done with it.
Yeah. And be happy, you know, that just that you exercised your right to vote, you know.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it great that people have the right to vote in this country and
sure.
That they go out and vote? That's what we want to see happen.
Yeah.
All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. All right. Doing well.
Hey, first of all, I turned 70 this year, so, you know, let's not belittle this age.
No, we don't want to beat that too much.
I don't feel like I've got one foot in the grave quite yet. Some mornings when I get up, it feels like it. I wanted to weigh in on a couple things that you were talking about earlier. The online thing. I don't know too much about this online thing. Of course, I'm the old school. I graduated from high university back in the ice age, and my degree was in business. Now I'm trying to figure out if you're doing work online and not really absorbing any of this information. For instance, in a business degree, how are you going to understand spreadsheets and things like that when you do get into the business world? That part I don't quite understand. So I guess I'm not quite a fan of online schools, unless it would be, you know, under certain circumstances where you're not looking at such technical things.
Yeah, and what I just can't figure out is if it's strictly an online school, no matter what you are studying, do you really retain the information?
Well, no, I can't believe that you would, because like you said earlier, with the one person that I guess sent you an email, you're doing all the work, and your goal is just to get the work done and get it submitted. So your retention has to be on the downside. I can't see where you would retain very much of it, or if you did, it would be very little.
Well, because your goal is just, you want to get on with your life. You want to get
Absolutely.
Your work done, but you want to get on with your life. So
you want to get the degree.
Yeah.
You want to get the degree. You want to go out and find a job.
Exactly.
Someplace.
Yeah.
I think there are some of those schools that do have brick and mortar. I think University of Phoenix may have brick and mortar. I think that Southern New Hampshire thing you mentioned earlier, I think they've got brick and mortar. But I'm seeing a lot of these online schools now that I think they're just in an office someplace.
Well, the accreditation, though, I mean, are they still accredited as well as like an Ohio State or Ohio University or
I don't
something?
Know.
I mean, that's
I
the
have,
thing I don't know.
I don't know.
You know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I would think that would come up down the line if you were interviewing for a job and you were talking to some HR person that was really going to delve into
right.
that.
Right. I mean, like you said, for example, with you graduating from Ohio University and this person with an online degree, I mean, which one, I mean, one of them has to weigh more, you would think, I mean,
I
don't know.
Yeah, I would hope that if you attended a brick-and-mortar school.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You spent your 4 years
absolutely.
Or 5 years or 6 years, whatever you were doing, would have more weight to it than someone
sure,
that just went
sure.
online.
Well,
and I'm not downgrading people.
No, I'm not. No, online, no, I'm not saying that either. It's just, I think you're right in that sense. Like I say, you put the time in and everything, so therefore, you should be looked at a little differently, than...
Yeah, but isn't the bottom line, if it's just the same, then why is anybody going to school?
Well, yeah, I get your point.
Why would you go? Why would you pay? Why would you take your gasoline and drive to the class?
Well, I think that's a big part of it too, Scott. I think a lot of it has to do with the economics of it, and quite frankly, the cost has gone up tremendously. When I went to school, I found some. My mother died a few years ago, and I'm finally going through some of the things that she kept, and she kept everything. And I'm finding like some receipts of what it cost to send me to a high university for a quarter, $235.
Yeah.
$235. Now, I realize that's in 1960s dollars, but still, that was not that much money in those days. But look at what it costs now. You can't attend even a state school for probably less than $20,000 a year anymore.
Well, I'll tell you something also I've learned recently, and I did not know this, that if you go to an online school, you still can get loans.
Ah.
Well, it doesn't surprise me any.
That at the time it might seem like a great idea.
Yeah.
But
that's a little moneymaker for somebody.
Yeah, but boy, when school's over and then the
it's
loan
time to pay them loans
start coming back to collect those, then what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but the other thing I wanted to mention was the flu shot thing.
Yeah.
I've already taken my flu shot. In fact, I just got it a couple of days ago. But I've been taking a flu shot at least the last 35 or 40 years. So I'm a great proponent of flu shots. I know that they always don't catch all the strains that are out there, but knock on wood, I haven't experienced the flu in probably 35 years.
Hey, there you go.
So.
That's a good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, talk to you guys later.
Good
have
here
a good
for
day.
You.
See
you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Now, Terry Tackett's in studio. He'll be here for the duration of the morning, but when we come back next hour, we're going to get into our trivia phase here.
He'll tell us whose celebrity birthday is.
Well, think about this during the 10-minute break. Maybe people will figure it out. There is a big... I'm sure there are more than one celebrity birthday today. There's
right.
more than one celebrity birthday, but this is a big... name celebrity birthday wise, and there is a little bit of a tie-in with this station and this particular program.
Okay,
so we'll tell you who that maybe I'll give you like 3 minutes at the top of the next hour if you can tell me who the celebrity birthday is, and then once we do that, we'll get into the trivia, which was some of that will be based on this person, and then we do have Family Feud as well.
Cool.
Because we've got 3 hours left to go here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with Terry Tackett. Don't you dare go anywhere.
5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve